Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For this time of prayer, yes, it is our tradition and it's a good one to always come together on Friday to pray. Okay, yes, let everybody know we have started. Yes, this is indeed the day that the Lord has made, and we will surely rejoice in it. I hope you had a wonderful week, a wonderful day, a blessed day. We thank God for His mercies that are new every morning. We thank Him for His faithfulness that is from everlasting to everlasting. We thank Him for renewing our strength every single day. Yes, it's not easy sometimes, but you know, God is faithful. Yes, His strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. When we are weak, He is strong. We need to confess His position, not our position. Yes. Yes, that's what we do. It's not about how we feel, but it's about what the word says, then that's what we will confess, for that is our faith in God. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So tonight we are going to remind each other concerning the word of God and prayer. We are going to read from Acts chapter 12. Now, this is the story we might know. We'll start from verse 1. Yes, Acts chapter 12 from verse 1. The Bible says, now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. You know, Herod was not a Jew, and it's amazing how people of God would be pleased when somebody like Herod kills their own Yes, sometimes we see how some people would rejoice when others or some of us go through persecutions, tribulations in life. Yes, amazing that they could rejoice when the fellow Jews are being killed in the name of the religion, you know, simply because they believe that they preached a heresy, you know. But really, do they deserve to die because they didn't agree with them? Pretty sad, and it's not unique to them. We see it even today, when people don't agree with you, they push you away. It is quite sad if you think this is a religious group and supposedly serving the same God that we all serve. Amazing, you know. When some of us are accused by, you know, either authorities or, you know, wrongly or rightfully so, some of us are quick to side with them because we believe that the the culprits have done something wrong. But I believe that we must be careful not to be doing what these Jews were doing. Yes, it's very easy. Yeah, it's very easy to celebrate that someone is dragged before these councils and all that. But if you look at the story of the Jews, of the disciples, you can see that people could really suffer this kind of things without any wrongdoing on their part, except the, you know, being charged with the propagation of the gospel, which they believe it's heresy. Yes, so just a word of caution there. We see you have seen these things recently. And we'll probably still see more, but I think as Christians we must be careful. We must just be careful. We must not be quick to say anything. Let us be quiet because we can side with Herod. Yes, we can easily side with Herod. All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. I wanted to underline five, that the church was praying for Peter without ceasing. They were praying for Peter without ceasing, day and night, praying for him nonstop. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up. Rise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, get thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Wow, right there, I just want to pray, because someone needs such a miracle to be woken up in the middle of the night in prison, you know, a light up, you know, and you are told your days in prison are over. Get dressed and follow me. Wow. I pray tonight that someone will experience that. That the day and the night of coming out of a prison of some sort is here in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I have an amen? Yes, that we are receiving some angelic visitation tonight in our prisons, and we are to follow this presence out of that place. Yes, we pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Prison can be defined in many ways, but it is a place of limitation. It is a place of incarceration. It's a place of restrictions where you cannot do what you want to do. It's a place where your rights are taken away from you. It is a place where you don't see the sun. Your movement is limited. So indeed, I pray that whatever situation there is in your life that sounds like that, you know, may you receive angelic visitation tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus Christ. Yes. So Peter followed the angel and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Now, you know, when things happen unexpectedly quick, it's like you are dreaming. Yes, may it be so in our lives. I pray that there will be a sudden turnaround in certain situations, that it will be like a vision. It will be like you're dreaming, a day vision, an awake vision. Yes, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We are already praying. As I read scriptures, we are already praying. This is how we pray. This is how we pray. Hallelujah. This is how we pray. Hallelujah. Yes. Indeed. May it be so good, so unbelievable that you think this must be a dream. It cannot happen. Oh, we pray, Lord Jesus, that anything that has been holding us back, that we need to move forward, we feel like we are limited, you know, we're suffocating, may your angel visit us tonight to lead us out of that place and break every chain of the devil in that area of our lives. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that freedom In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare that freedom. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, we pray that indeed will create our new lives and new experiences. Good morning, sooner than expected, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. So he followed the angel out. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Yes, once he was out of prison, the angel left him. Yes, you know, the gates, you know, Peter was somebody said, you know, this was like an auto, like your automated doors or automated gates, you know, you just go to it, you just see something like that. Wow. First person to witness the doors that opens on their own with there's a sensor there. Yes. Oh, what a night that was. Hallelujah. What a night that was. Yes. So Peter walked out, and the angels, as soon as he was well on his way, the angel left him. Now, when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel. This was something, you know. He was shocked. He was amazed. He was just shocked by what he had just seen, and when he recovered, you know, he realized that indeed this was the hand of God. Hallelujah. And has delivered me out of the hand of Herod. Yes, God delivered him out of the hand of Herod. Yes, out of the hand of Herod, out of the hand of Herod, out of the hand of Herod. You know, as I always say, that the devil, number one, wants to fight you, one for your gift, fights you one for your gift, for your purpose here on earth. Two reasons why the devil fights you. The first reason is that you have a purpose here on earth. The second reason is that you have chosen God, you have chosen to follow God. So those are the two fights that you will have. Of course, as far as the purpose is concerned, he wants to kill you. And if he fails to kill you, he wants to derail you. Make sure that you never know your purpose here on earth. You never get to understand who you are. As far as your purpose is concerned, that's how he fights it. He wants to kill you. If not, you must never wake up. Never wake up from this slumber until you die. Remain there, you are as good as dead. Oh, the devil is terrible. And many people don't realize that not living your purposes is a very, it's a very serious thing. It's a very, very serious thing. It's as good as not being alive. That's how serious it is, because we're living for a purpose. If we are not living in our purpose, then we are as good as not living. So the enemy will want you to never know your purposes. And, you know, as I always say, that we always look at the material things that the devil fights, and we worried about this, that, and that, and that, the things that he's doing. But those are small things compared to the real fight. It's not that. The real fight is who you are. It's about who you are. These are side things, you know. They're not the real thing. But unfortunately, these are the things that draw our attention. We spend our energies on, worried about them, fighting to get things back on track and all that. But that's not even the reason. The reason is that you must never know who you are. So all these things are happening as distractions. They are not the thing. So if he can keep us in that mode of extinguishing fires, chasing things that don't exist, he's happy. He's still winning. He's still winning. So that's the first one. The second one is God. It's being a child of God. That is another fight you've picked up. So people are not born again. Their fight is really about the purpose. He wants to keep them there and useless and never know why they are here, where they are going. That's it. But people who are born again, it's the second reason now why he must fight you, because now you serve God. And that's where Herod comes in. You know, Herod, you know, was fighting them for their faith, helping the religious people, because they wanted the disciples to serve the God of the Jews, not the Father of Jesus. You know, they did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah, was the Son of God. No. So they fought him. Now, our families and where we are coming from, they are gods that we are supposed to serve. And some of the fights that we have as Christians come from our homes. They come from our homes. Yes. There's a particular way that people lived before you introduced Jesus. And that is a fight of Herod. Herod being an agent, serving at that altar, bringing about persecutions in our lives because we serve God, because we are born again, because we are children of God, because we are disciples of God. So we pray tonight that any Herod that serves at the altar of our forefathers must fall in the name of Jesus Christ. Any Herod who is an agent bringing about the suffering, the frustration upon us simply because we have chosen a different direction from our homes, we pray tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that Herod will fall in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, that spirit that wants to force you and I to serve at another altar, not at the altar of Jesus, let it fall in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Yes. So Peter went on to a home where the believers were gathered and praying, where the believers were gathering to pray. Remember, they were praying for him. They were praying for him. And And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. You see, this is where these people were gathered together praying for him. So that was the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark. It says many were gathered there praying, together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. Rhoda or Rhoda. Yeah. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. Now I want you to note the difference between this young girl, the response between this young girl and the elders or the older people in the house, other disciples. And they said unto her, thou art mad. Now she didn't open, but just the voice was enough for her to be convinced that Peter was at the door. And she ran in with excitement, not with doubt. Could it be? Could not be, but with gladness and with excitement. She ran back and told them. But look, the rest of the disciples, they said unto her, you are mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angels. Now, these are the people who were interrupted in the middle of prayer, praying for Peter. And they hear that their prayer has been answered there and then. They hear that your prayer is, your answer is at the door. They said, no, it cannot be. That was too quick. That was too quick. Ah, no, you're crazy. You're crazy. But these guys were praying. Seriously. Seriously. They're paying in Taraka Shaparobo Siataraha. I'm telling you, pray. Seriously. Maybe even with fasting. But when the answer appeared, they were not ready for it. Yeah. But Peter continued to knock, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. They were shocked. And, you know, this story, Bazalani, tells us something. In the book of Psalms 5, verse 3, let's look at what it says. Psalms 5, verse 3. It says, in the morning, Psalms 5, verse 3. Okay, let's see. Okay, this one says, my voice shall is fine. It's all right. It's okay. You know, the other translations put it this way. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. Say, my voice shall thou hear in the morning. I like it the other way. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In other words, I pray in the morning. Okay? And then it says, you hear my voice in the morning. I lay my request before you. Okay? And then this other translation says, and I wait in expectation. This one says, and will look up. So this looking up meaning that you are expecting something to come. Now, you know, when we pray, unfortunately, most of the time, it's either we really not believe, you know, that we are going to be answered. And how do we know? It's the reaction that we get when we get our answers, okay? The reaction is something else. That we get, that tells us how much we really believed a feeling of shock, unbelief. It's a sign or an indication that we really, in the first place, never believed, quite believed. So unfortunately, that's the attitude that we tend to have, knowingly or unknowingly, when we pray. So these disciples were praying for Peter to be released from prison. And when Peter was released, they were not expecting it. Now, why is so? Number one, why people would not really believe, or not, why people would not wait in expectation. Number one is that we may think that it is too quick or it is too late. That is, God is not on time. Yes, it's not on time. It's either too early or too late. Because we have a certain time in our mind when we think and believe that God ought to answer. Sometimes we, even when we pray, we can pray for something for the whole week because it's a tradition, we must do that. But it's not always necessary to do that. Sometimes you can pray only once for something, and when you get the release that it is done, it is done. You don't have to pray for it again. It is done. Some of us, we pray, continue praying. Yeah. So when you get the release that it is done, it is done. It is done. You move on. So what we see is that sometimes, because we expect that for this matter, I'm going to pray for a week. Look at what happened with Daniel. The Bible says that from day one, you started praying, the answer was released. So whatever he was doing from the second day on did not really add anything to the prayer. No, it didn't, because the answer was given day one. He, of course, did not have the behind the scenes that we have now about the Gabriel who was stopped and prevented. But the truth is that the fact is, day one, it was answered. So why we would be caught unaware is because, number one, or why would be caught by surprise, or what, why would be why would, when God answers us, we would not be even ready for that answer. Number one is that we have our time frames. Yeah. Because this matter is like this, God ought to answer within this period of time. Number one. Number two is that is the manner in which he's going to answer. Now, looking at these people, perhaps they thought, Peter, tomorrow, he'll go back to court and then they will release him there. Tomorrow, they really did not expect an angel. Come on, they did not expect an angel would go into a prison and just take him out like that. They didn't. They didn't. Remember, these people today, we have this hindsight. We because we know now it's possible. So when I pray, I know that really an angel can come into prison and take me out, because what? We have a precedence. In the Bible, there was such a thing that happened. Well, but that time there was nothing like that. So they had their own thinking as to how God would do it. And that's part of the reason why when God answers, we will either not be ready for the answer, or caught unaware, or surprised, shocked, astonished. because we have a way we're expecting him to answer. You know, and that is a problem. That's a problem. And in that way, we may even reject our answers, because that's not the way we are expecting them to come. I mean, for a while, Peter was just outside. You know, he was just outside and waiting for these people to open. But the girl had a different spirit, you know. Indeed, in the morning, God had her voice, and in the afternoon or in the evening, she looked up. She was expecting that. You know, someone said that prayer is asking for rain, and faith is taking an umbrella, you know. And it's true to an extent. Faith, prayer should not be like that. Faith should be part of prayer. But, you know, we have separated the two. And, you know, we ask for things and we don't add faith to them, because faith, when we add faith, then it will affect our behavior. Clearly, these people's behavior was not affected by faith, or their prayer, you know, did not show that they really expected it to happen. And so we are going to pray tonight. We're going to pray that God will help us, you know, to understand this even better. I can't say I know everything about prayer. None of us does. And in fact, if there is anything, Bazalwane, that, you know, I was just thinking about this, that if there's anything that you would have asked Jesus, if you are a disciple, to teach you, what would that be? And I think the disciples were spot on: prayer. They said to him, teach us how to pray. Why? Because they saw something, they realized there's something about prayer. They looked at Jesus and said, no man, what is this? I mean, children of God, the Jews had been praying. They knew God. They grew up in families who were praying. They knew how to pray. But they looked at Jesus and said, oh, this is something else. What is this? You know, he said, teach us this thing. You know, teach us the way you do it. And and why it is so? Because, you know, if there is anything that, you know, stands between us and heaven, it's really prayer. Without it, that bridge is lost. Without it, the bridge is lost. Yes, think about it. Without it, the bridge is lost. It's like saying, help us, teach us how to build this bridge, you know, between heaven and earth. And prayer stands out to be that kind of a bridge. For things to come out of heaven into heaven. And so they saw it and they realized, wow, there's something about this prayer. There's certainly, definitely something about prayer. Hallelujah. So that is why in this ministry, whether we feel like it, you know, we have to come together and pray. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes we're tired, you know, but by God's grace, almost every Friday, for many, many years, we've tried, you know, fought. The longest break perhaps was during COVID, but we also did it during COVID. You know, that's where we started to go to Zoom and so on, and learned that it is possible to do this on Zoom. And that's what we want to always do. You know, without this prayer, there's no us. So let us continue to build this bridge. Let us keep this bridge alive and strong, because it is that bridge between heaven, between heaven and earth. We don't know everything about prayer, but we know for sure that it's so central to our relationship with God, so central to our interaction with the supernatural, that without it, there is just no such. Yes, indeed, it's a time when a human being humbles himself. In other words, it's an admission that heaven must come in and intervene in the affairs of man. You know, I liken this to putting a government under administration. You know, we have seen, you know, with some of these municipalities that we are failing terribly, and the central government would come in and put administrators there taking charge because they failed. So prayer is it's like that. Prayer is basically allowing, admitting that you can't do without God. We can't help ourselves. So God comes in and literally manage our lives, you know, show us how to go about life, because without him, there's nothing we can do. So that is prayer. That is more a lifestyle than really asking God. But, you know, in our relationship with God, we do declare, we do mention our desires, and we do request things from God, but that's not the only thing about prayer. Yes, we do speak to God, we do, you know, raise our concerns, what bothers us, yes, but it's more about allowing God into our lives, that relationship where he speaks to us, where he enters our life and put things in order in our lives. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray. What are we praying for tonight? As I said to you, prayer is a mystery, and we must grow in prayer every day. I get every time something new about prayer that I did not know, because it's such a mystery. Prayer, honestly, it's a mystery. Jesus Christ taught us, but I believe that was he was just scratching the surface of this mystery, and he just opened this thing for us to go and dive into it and discover more. So yes, we're going to pray tonight that we should have expectations, and we're going to pray that we will not be controlled by our experiences when we pray. We must know that God is God and is outside our sphere, is outside our our earth, is outside the universe, is outside everything, is God over all. And whatever he does, he is going to defy any laws that you can think of. He is going to defy them. He's just going to defy them. He is not going to live by them, because he's not bound by them. If you need money for certain things to happen, you know, you know, sometimes when we pray, you can even see that we're narrowing and limiting God to the things that, to the particular way to respond to our needs, because we think that's how we think. You know, for instance, if you talk about money, God can do a lot of things without money, you know, but in our thinking and our experiences is that we need money to do certain things, but God can do those things without money. The money is the easiest one to explain it, but there are many other things that God does in our lives that's outside the normal. You know, so when we must have that expectation that God is God and he's going to do whatever he wants anyhow, we must just wait for him. is not going to come from the east, it's not going to come from the west, it's not going to come from the south, it's not going to come from the north, it's going to come from above. Yes, he is God. He is God. So tonight I want us to pray. I want us to enlarge our capacity of expectation. That's what I want us to, our capacity, expectation capacity, if you like. And we're going to pray for that, that we'll have this unlimited and boundless and borderless, capacity, ability to accommodate even the miraculous, even the supernatural, even the things we cannot understand. Even, you know, we say things to God, but from there we must expect anything. And not be limited by our experiences, our mind. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray that indeed this is God, that he has answered, he is answering, and he will still answer, but in his own way. We're going to pray for our capacity to be able to receive him in whatever form he comes, whether he's an angel that walks in here, or whether it's something else, or whatever. So let us pray that we will increase our capacity of expectation, capacity to expect great things, miraculous things, unbelievable things. Unbelievable, yes, things that we have never thought of. I hope somebody is with me here. That we're going to believe, we're going to pray that our capacity to receive things from God, our capacity to receive from God will be limitless, that, will be without boundaries. Are you ready to pray? That's what I want us to pray tonight, because some of us have missed God, missed answers, missed opportunities because of our limited capacity to comprehend what God is doing, So we are going to pray tonight that God will help us increase our capacity. Yes, not only to look for to the north, to the south, to the west, to the no, 360 degrees up and down, because we just don't know where it's going to come from. Yes, somebody will just tap you on the shoulder and say, I'm here. When expecting him to come from the front, hallelujah. When you're expecting it during the day, it happens at night, midnight. When you're expecting it in the morning at 8 o'clock, midnight, hallelujah. You know, we've seen people receiving responses for either jobs or even banks sending the messages concerning balances or money deposited on a Sunday, on a Saturday. Which bank is open that time? No bank. There's no banks, don't send people Saturday. No, you don't. But you see, when God is doing something like that, he really blows your mind, because he's gonna do something on a day that you don't expect, and in the manner you don't expect, on a day you don't expect, on a manner you don't, in the manner you don't expect. That's what I want us to pray for, capacity. Yes, don't look, sometimes we limit our God through our limited and small expectations. This is God, man. This is God. I mean, we are praying and you're still thinking, but how is it possible? There's no more time. There's no more time. Or this or that. I don't have this. How is it going to work? I'm not like this. You're already limiting God. This is God. This is God. Hallelujah. This is God that we must allow to be God. So our problem is a capacity to comprehend what he's doing, because we are human. Yes, our mind is small. Yes, our mind can only see what is around here, what we've experienced. That's all here on earth. We have never been anywhere else. We have never been in heaven. We have never been out there beyond the universe where God is. God is beyond the universe. is beyond the, it cannot be contained by what is, what he has created. It's amazing that the universe is, it's never ending. Yeah, the stronger and more powerful telescopes they make, the more they discover more galaxies. Oh, Haraba Shataraba. Oh, this God is amazing. And on top, yet this God is not within that. Is not within that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that God is not in, is not inside the universe? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? So expect him to come anyhow from anywhere. All you must be interested in and make sure that he can hear you when you pray. He understands what you say. And from there, he takes over. He will do it anyhow because he is God. Come on, let us pray. Lord, we pray. We pray tonight. Oh, Lord, we pray that you'll increase our capacity. Capacity to comprehend the things that you are doing. Capacity to receive things. Capacity to expect more, to expect the impossible, to expect the impossible, the ununderstandable, the supernatural, the shocking. Oh Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, help our capacity, oh Lord, that it will not be so small that you cannot even deliver what you want to deliver in our lives. Oh Lord, I pray tonight, oh God, enlarge my capacity. Enlarge my capacity, enlarge my capacity to receive and comprehend what you're doing. Oh, that you're not going, I'm not going to limit myself to what I know, to what I've seen, to what I've experienced, to what I've seen in other people's lives, to what I've heard, to what I've grew up seeing, even in this Christendom, whatever things that I've seen Christians doing, and how you have answered even some other Christians, how you have responded to their needs, is not even going to happen that way. With me is unique because you are God. With you, everything that you do is new. Oh Lord God, I pray that whatever you're going to do in my life, I must not be shocked. I must not be caught unaware. I must not be caught by surprise. Oh Lord God Almighty, oh, that I'll run away and think it's a ghost, that I'll run away and think it's not you, Lord. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me. Help me that I will comprehend the things of the Spirit, that I'll comprehend what you are doing in my life, even with my limited mind. But I pray that God, by your Spirit, you are giving me understanding. You are giving me comprehension like nothing that I've ever seen or experienced before. Oh Lord, I pray for everyone that is on Zoom tonight. I pray that, Lord, our God Almighty, that, Lord, our capacity is expanding. Our capacity expanding to hear and see things that you are doing and not misinterpreting them, not misunderstand them, Lord God. Oh, Father God, like the damsel, oh Lord, we pray, God, that when we hear Peter's voice, we will not even doubt. We don't even have to see him. Just his voice, we know that he is there outside, because that's what I've been praying for. Oh God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that I will have that kind of capacity to be able to receive things of heaven, to be able to receive the things that you are doing without doubt in my heart. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for your children that are on Zoom also, that God, Lord, we are increasing our capacity tonight to comprehend and see things that you're doing in our lives. Lord, I pray, oh God, that I will not be surprised. Oh Lord, I pray that I will not run away. I will not miss it simply because I don't think it is you. That is not the way I'm expecting you to come. That's not the way I expect you to do things. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that I will have the understanding of the damsel, that my experience will not limit my capacity, that my experience of the things that you have done in the past will not limit my capacity to comprehend what you are doing now, or to even receive what you are doing now. Father, I pray that my expectation is being enlarged tonight
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you and I bless you, God, that you are doing something new in my life, in their lives tonight. Oh, that is not gonna shock us, oh God. Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, oh, indeed in the morning you have heard our voice, and in the evening we will look up. Oh, in the morning we will hear your voice, but in the evening we will look up. Oh God, for you, for our expectation is from you, that you are going to do something from above, something that will come from above, that is above me, above everything. But God, Lord, I pray that I will have the capacity to receive it and to understand it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody said amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for whoever is sick tonight. I pray for health in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever that is not well, I speak health. Oh, where there is no peace, let the peace. Where there is confusion and darkness, let there be light. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Bazalwane. Yes, we are done for tonight. I believe that your capacity has been enlarged to receive. Yes, without any doubt in your heart, the capacity to receive has been enlarged. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So stay blessed, Bazalwane. Until we see you again on Sunday. Yes, God bless you. May it be well with you. May you prosper in everything that you do. May you enjoy the goodness of God in the land of the living. God bless you. Amen.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.